This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Have you ever been haunted by a conversation you had years before? I've never forgotten a story a friend told me, and I thought of this story recently. I was at the apartment of some friends for a dinner party. On a table stood a beautiful, tight bouquet of pink peonies under a golden light. I stood transfixed in front of these flowers for a very long time until it occurred to me that my behavior might seem a bit odd to the other people at the party. I just couldn't tear my eyes away. And I think the reason for the intensity of my looking came from the fact that I'm working on a book about the five senses. Because I've been thinking so much about the five senses, I'm much more aware of what I'm experiencing. And I should note, yes, we do have more than five senses, so I could call these the five kindergarten senses, or maybe the five Aristotelian senses. But these are the senses that I am studying. And my gaze at these flowers reminded me of a conversation I had with a friend a long time ago. She's a successful working artist now as a photographer, and she was telling me about her experiences in the early part of her career. She told me, "When I first lived in New York, I supported myself by working as a receptionist in an art gallery. Finally, I got to the point where I could support myself as an artist, so I quit." And an older artist told me, "Aha, now you'll be working all the time." "Meaning what?" I asked. "Meaning there was no dead zone when I didn't have to pay attention. And it's true. I constantly have to ask myself, why do I like those twinkle lights? Why is that drugstore display so pleasing? I'm always noticing." For her and for me, it was pleasure and also effort. I also remembered what she said when I walked into a little bakery with Jamie the other day. "I noticed the smell so intensely. Now I'm working all the time." I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.